Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. How do we reconcile 1 Timothy 3 verse 7 with Luke 6 verse 26? Do these contradict or are they complementary? At first reading, they do appear to contradict one another. Here's what they say, Luke 6, 26 first. Woe to you when everyone speaks well of you, for that is how their ancestors treated the false prophets. Then, how about 1 Timothy 3 verse 7? Talking about an overseer, it says, he must also have a good reputation with outsiders so that he will not fall into disgrace and into the devil's trap. So what are we to make of these passages? If you'd like to, you can listen to the discussion we had on Sunday in the Watford Church of Christ. You can go to the YouTube channel, just look for Watford Church of Christ, and you'll find an audio file in Dropbox. Just email me for the link. The comments we had on Sunday were interesting and rather insightful, and the two ideas that I found most engaging were these. Firstly, the simple word, everyone. The everyone word appears in Luke 6, 26, woe to you when everyone speaks well of you, but that's not in 1 Timothy 3. The passage in 1 Timothy does not command or suggest that an overseer is liked by everyone. Instead, it's important that their general reputation is a good one. General reputation. The warning in Luke 6 is against being liked by everyone. The implication is that the overseer with a good reputation has that reputation because of good character exemplified by good conduct. So, it's okay for most people to like you most of the time, but it's not okay for everyone to like you all the time. And the second point was motives. The comparison with the false prophets in Luke 6 reminds us that they prophesied what they thought people wanted to hear. They sacrificed character for the sake of approval and popularity. A true prophet is too uncomfortable to be really popular. Of course, Jesus himself is currently popular with the crowds at this point in Luke's gospel, but the day will come when they will call for his crucifixion. So, what are your thoughts on these passages? How can a follower of Jesus tread the right line? What's the best way to retain a good reputation without sacrificing principles? Let me know what you think. You can drop me an email, mccx@mac.com, or leave a comment anywhere you hear or see this recording. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.